because you can handle the truth.
War and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, audience and listeners from many countries and other people who have come aboard to Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Welcome aboard. This is April 9th, 2017. It's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I just want for the new listeners, now that we've been RBN for close to 10 years, and as Parker Pathways, and the initial national stage presentation was the biochemical contamination in the human body and animals from sterilants placed in the drinking water to decrease the population, which is a real story. And chloramine causes health damage is on the homepage of RBN, and we cover medicine, law, and politics, and other global activities that pertain to this subject. Each show builds on the other show, and that's the way it's been for 10 years. We cover at least nine disciplines per show. Biology, for instance, connects in other ways to formations of developmental systems of metrics as well for what you're worth on the earth. And, of course, the financing and of various water projects around the world, and how when we started, no one was using the word water. No one was using the word contamination, even though the EPA placed in 1998 chloramine in the drinking water and enforced a $10,000 fine in 1998 to water districts, water disposal plants, and knowing it would cause various forms of cancer and leukemia and in a mammalian species, which includes humans, and of course there were, I had done all the peer review work of 900 human studies that had been done over 35 years and went beyond that on human beings by the United States government and other governments concerning the control of the water. Dr. John Holden, by the way, was one that supported the idea of steroids in the drinking water for depopulation. That being said, we look at today where the agendas for the United Nations for the 2020 goals and the 2030 goals are being met, and we're going to cover some of those. Now, this all affects, of course, the a different mirage of information that fits into the narrative of what's happening today, aside from aircraft carriers and in the North Korean Sea, which essentially the Korean War was never ended, and the missile strike carriers on the USS Vinson is a very powerful ship, and that sits as we speak off of North Korea. And actually, if we wanted to, today we could start our program at that spot, but we're not. We're going to come back to it because I think it's time, every once in a while, about every 4 months, I tell my audience how the United Nations goals are being met, and this is going to be one of those days. And we're not politically correct on this program. And so with the understanding that Congress is trying to set up a tax reform package as if to magically say that, you know, the I had $16 trillion as the, just to do, take care of the water infrastructure in this country in chloramine caused health damage. And of course you'll have the medical cornerstones of that in that presentation, which has been nominated for health journalism for the Nobel Prize, but I'm number 27, I understand. I've been carrying it for about 4 years. I didn't know that existed, but it's important for people to read it, pass it to your friends, and get another awareness. The tax reform bill the new one that's being proposed is that companies immediately deduct capital expenditures for their income instead of depreciating them over time. And this should have happened years ago. Where it stands now, we're using a lot of foreign money for our infrastructure system, but for our food, and all for our water, which is about 1/3%. It's a 1/3 maceration data where foreign governments own our water. That was one of the discussions with China, with the Chinese leader, with Donald Trump, who happened to be more versed in the water than the Chinese expected, as I understand it, from my friends in Florida. But companies that invest in their business would immediately cut their tax income, and thus their taxes. And raise their cash flow. Now, this would this would come across as the of the board tax reductions that have already been proposed, and the idea is to give money to the private sector to create a greater economic output. And the idea here, it's not clear, really, what types of capital investments would be eligible for accounting at once, but if it's estimated that every company in the S&P 500 were to do that, then they'd lower their taxable earnings by $249 billion in one day. So the idea here is to swamp the upfront ability to account for the interest rate expense with the ability to do so for capital expenditures. It would be quite an advancement. And it's very important to understand that advancement, because where we stand, is the control by the United Nations over resources in the boardroom. And that was part of the United Nations position, that all businesses be globalized, if you will. That's not a word, but that's, you know, to be globalized under the new regime, which was signed, reaffirmed, 4 weeks ago at the Vatican Conference in Rome. Now, what we have here is the debt by the public, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is stating, as of this morning, that the debt held by the public is 77% of the gross national product. So by 2047, if all these current trends of currency exchange hold, and of course there isn't any intent to have paper money in even close to the end of this year, it'll all be computerized with algorithms, which I've talked extensively about on this program. But if the current trend holds for two more years, based upon the debt as it is now, that will grow to 150% of the gross national product. So the credit card debt is more than 50% larger than any income in this country, and it can't be paid. In other words, the financial crisis will be based upon the leverage point of the tax revenue over the next 30 years, and it'll rise about 70%, according to the CBO. So the economy is at 19%, while spending will increase 20% of the gross national product. I did some calculations. That would be almost 30% of a budget deficit for nearly 10% of the gross national product. So it would be difficult for any aging population with the workforce as it stands now to pay off. So you have, from $14 trillion now, our public debt would grow to over $90 trillion. So as it stands right now, as of this morning. So the entitlements and Social Security and disability interest in the growing debt is going to come in. So you would grow a debt from, let's say, 12%, for those of you that work with math. And see, that's one of the things about school today. You know, when I started out, I had a slide rule, you know. You never were allowed to have the little handheld things that came in. They were called little hand computers. I was talking to a senator, you know. Yeah, as we get really high up there, poor fellow, 25 years in the Senate, you know. He says, I have my staff take care of that, you know. Guys in charge of the government, you know. 12% of the gross national product will reach about, in my rough data is 22% of the gross national product in 2047. So that means that if you look at that on a sliding scale of a sigma curve, you'll figure it out that 75% of every dollar in the government will collect will go to the major programs of the United Nations. And that meets the United Nations goal for the control of money in the world. So this doesn't leave much room for defense or the infrastructure and all these other things that the government needs to pull off. Now, they knew what they were doing in the Obama administration when they pulled this stunt of piling the debt up to exceed the $18 trillion. And this brings us to the core of what we need to tell the listeners on the next step, how we're doing it is having climate sustainability as part of the United Nations program for the control of the water and the food supply directly. Now, I've been talking about this in the boardroom for, on this program, this position of the boardroom system. about 8 years. Every show, I give little hints and little pieces of this. And this is why the death panel was maintained. This is really why Obamacare was a one pokey bet on the pile in a poker game. It's what I call the one pokey bet, where you don't put it all in. You just put a cover on the others, on the other pile where everybody's gone in. And then if you've called the odds at 16-1. Then you collect the double stack of what's in there in the pot, and those kinds of gut plays in poker happen maybe every 2 or 3 years. There's somebody that has the guts and the balls to be able to do that, or in case of the ladies who feel offended that they don't have balls, they have a bad attitude. And they're in the game, and they have tells that you can see 5 feet away. And that's what's going on with the government now. Climate sustainability, you're putting it into the boardroom, into the process of how you control not the company, but the world. And this is called what the government has done as plain, in other words, if you have the death panel giving metrics as to what you're worth past the age of 75, which was what Dr. Emmanuel, when I interviewed him twice, who's the author of the death panel, had in the terms of what your metrics are. And it's called the Sustainable Accounting Standard Board. And this group is financed by really investors bigger than Soros, and of which there are four on this planet that are known about. One of them is a Chinese leader. When these are financed by, they put the money in the Ford Foundation, our planet, as with Michael Bloomberg. But the whole process of this is that the acronym SASB, which is what the Sustainable Accounting Standards Board is, integrates the death panel. So in other words, that's why they played this shell game. Well, they're working on Obamacare. No, they're not working. But they want to keep the death panel. That's why Obama set it up, where if it wasn't repealed by February 1st, 2017, by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate, it was constitutional. And that's the way it's worded. And so this will hit the Supreme Court down the road after the economy fails. So the whole thing is that the SASB is a Financial Standards Accounting Board connection. In other words, it used to be called the Financial Standards Accounting Board. It's a private nonprofit organization. And the Security Exchange Commission has this designated as the accounting principles that are made in corporate and tax accounting. So, in other words, you can have social control over a society. It's called the ESG, and in other words, over environmental, social, and governance for all the financial matrix requiring survival. Now, I talked a little bit about this on the last show. It was one of Parker Pathways, where we were talking about the control of the global tax being spread throughout the world for the control of corporations. And for those of you in the audience, I've had a chance to respond, received over, I believe it's 400 to 500 emails just on the last show alone. But the thing is that the SASB is developing, it has industry-specific sustainability standards. Now, these sustainability standards are quite incredible. In other words, they cover 80 industries and 10 economic sectors. While the attack, as a coincidence, serendipity, in other words, there are no accidents, when the attack went into series talking about Assad, and they're talking about the thing and the poor children and the whole fact, which I have a response to that and in the third hour today. But the thing comes out of the fact that they were placing the environmental footprint for water, fuel, and food at that time, which occurred at the same time that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, was having dinner with the Premier of China. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned...
Hello, everyone. Now, I'm going to give you a very quick example, which we may not be covering in the 6 or 7 minutes we have in the, before the next break. Understand clearly what we're saying. We're talking about, I'm going to read you an actual prospectus from a company in from the boardroom. I won't tell you the name of the company out of respect to the information. And I'll just say that it's a communication company. Because keep in mind the idea of the social communist and progressives in the Congress, even though they're all Republican. Remember what I taught you years ago. At that time when I started, there were 92 full-fledged communists who put their face everywhere, and you think that they're a nice guy. The women that are coming in, there are about 50-some women that are coming into Congress. I would, on the rough, I would say about half of those ladies are full socialist, progressive, erratic human beings on an even bigger scale than some of the men. You may not like the gender differentiation, but that's tough. What we have here is a real world war that's been going on for a long time. It's was never meant to be that the Obama legacy quit. read word for word. This is what the United Nations forced into a very large communication companies. This is right from the boardroom, and I'm going to read the company's response, which I won't have time in these few minutes, but what the United Nations did, they say, well, in their perspectives, in December 2015, representatives of 195 countries adopted the Paris Climate Agreement, which specifies a goal to limit in the increased global average temperature to well below 2 degrees centigrade above the pre-industrial levels and pursue efforts to limit temperature increases to 1.5 centigrade. In order to meet this goal, climate change estimates necessary to reduce global emissions by 55% by 2050 relative to 2010 levels, entailing the U.S. reduction target of 80%. Now, that's the first paragraph opening up to a 16-page document in the boardroom on what they're how to do this in terms of feeling that there's a... Now, this is a United Nations principle. We need to understand that. Before this shows is over, I will read you the actual goals that are all coming to fruition and very active as we speak. This will have to do with your medicine, your food, and your water, particularly. The response from the company, X Company believes the connected world is more sustainable world. Our networks and opportunities for individual businesses and governments to reduce their energy resources are more efficient than we understand. At every level of X Company, the way we operate and develop our products and services and how we pay our employees, we work to minimize our environmental impact. Now, keep in mind what I'm reading you is the real world of people who vote on the board, who vote for the stocks. They are shareholders who read this kind of work, not the public stuff that's out here where they're telling you how great America is and it's going to be first. Well, it's been last for so long, it's embarrassing. You know, that type of story, which is true. But the real world continues in pay, and, it looks like we have a break. And I can't get the sound up. Are we still on air? The electricity usage is the biggest contributor to company X carbon footprint. That's why we focused on the network and data center energy efficiency, earning LEED and Energy Star certification. LEED, of course, is the Environmental Energy Development certification that you meet green standards, which are really United Nations standards. Now, the certification of our retail stores and engaging our employees through the Green Team Initiative. It looks as if we have a break. I'm sorry, but the sound is real low. Maybe it's me, maybe you've got a problem, but maybe we can fix that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
This is Parker Pathways. And before the break, thank you for increasing the sound a little bit. We need a little more sound, I believe. Thank you, Mr. Producer. The Security Exchange Commission is being forced by the Sustainable Accounting Standards Board, which has been created by the forces of the United Nations elites, world financiers, and the 14 dictators of the world, even from Africa. And the idea is to have sustainability in financial reports, so that we're real clear of what is being exposed to you here. Now I'm reading you from an actual board of directors response to. The climate change, the Paris Agreement, and by the way, the company, I won't give you the name, but they are one of the top three communication companies in the world. They control most electricity, the grid, the formation of the development of the water supply for the energy for the grid, which everyone seems to ignore, and also. For the protection of the water supplies, for the water, with the environmentalists having their lawsuits set up in such a way not to build dams and to reallocate the energy systems to other countries, which is what the present Pope wants. So what we have here, where the paragraph that we run in the response by this global company, we'll start the sentence again. We're focused on the data center energy efficiency, earning LEED and Energy Star certification of our retail stores, and engaging our employees through our Green Team initiative, which is actually a United Nations controlled team. These are people United Nations get on your board, they get in your city councils, and they have been for some time, and I've talked extensively about this. Now, Company X is one of the few companies in our peer group that includes sustainability target relating to improving carbon intensity of our operations as one of the performance measures of management employees' short-term initiative compensation awards. For 2017, the target relates to implementing further reductions in the carbon intensity of Company X operations throughout the network upgrades. In 2009, Company X pledged to reduce our carbon intensity, the amount of carbon our business emits divided by the number of terabytes of data we transport over our networks. These are global networks, by the way, and by 50% over the 2009 baseline. By 2020, even as we grew our business, in 2016, we achieved our goal 4 years ahead of schedule, and we accomplished this by installing economizers to make cooling systems more efficient, migrating from copper to optical fiber, making building improvements and changes in our fleet operations, and investing in renewables of energy. We now generate over 24 megawatts of green energy in the United States every year, and we have a new goal of doubling our current green energy capacity by implementing an additional 24 megawatts of green energy by 2025. While the board is committed to continue building on the progress we've made in making our operations more environmentally sustainable, the board does not believe that the prescriptive approach outlined in the proposal is the best way to develop our sustainability goals. In other words, they're going against the United Nations. Given the rapid pace of innovation and change in the telecommunication industry, the board believes Company X should continue to maintain the flexibility to develop actionable sustainable goals that are right for the company's business and strategy. Accordingly, the board believes that the proposal is not in the best interest of Company X or our shareholders. So in other words, they're saying in the accounting system for the renewable energy system to be controlled by the standards of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory is unsound. And the idea of controlling, keep in mind we're talking about investment. We're talking about real-world money investment. So, if you look at this from the standard of developing the industry-specific standards for 80 industries, and take control of the accounting system so the UN can have their goals, that's what you're talking about. Where do you get the money? See? So, the idea here is how you raise capital. In other words, if you set forth, I'm going to give you a small clue of the interactions. Okay, now it has to do with the infrastructure which the present president is talking about. But the story in the negotiations with China is that the United States is retreating from global systems, and actually is giving it to China. So China, on their little visit to Florida and the working end, they just were handed the process of the 85% trade never touches the United States borders coming the other way, so they just got handed one-third of the global world's economy. What China wanted was the continuation of us providing them with our water, and the determinations, of course, were but in the jurisdictions on the money policies of the United States would be based upon what we're calling the SASB, which I just read to you. Now, if you take that in its context, about infrastructure, all right? The whole point is that the money on the global scale, our water supply for the energy in the system is based upon pension schemes around the world. These are assets that are up and running. And the idea is that most investors prefer not to invest in the construction phase of the infrastructure. Most investors have a process by which raising capital is really based upon the competition of what the G2 meeting initiative that provides a database of the government projects, rather than the actual infrastructure deals are almost non-existent, you see. So what you have here is, how do you get that money? Do you get that money for the basis of the infrastructure of, it's not just the United States, that was what was on the table and in the discussions at Mar-a-Lago. So you take London. Now, London has a sewage system that's been designated as one of the poorest in the world. It's worse than Africa in many other ways because of the way the process of what's called the investment in the new $4.2 billion called the Super Sewer. It's built under the London's Thames River, and it's managed by Delmore Capital. Now, Delmore Capital has computers. And so the fact is that you have the exchange of energy within the process will be used on the same metrics as determining human metrics in terms of how much water a human uses in their product and in their foods and in their developmental system. This is why the world food supply is being developed for new foods. This is why medicine is changing. It's not the medicine itself in terms of the practice. It's a question of your metrics of how you receive medicine. That is based and has been for years, and I've talked about it the full time. That's why I enter my show about how long I've been on RBN, because I started on the second week, and I haven't stopped, and neither has the government. So what we have here is a situation that China will going against what they call the P2P2, the partner agreements on these lending, if it fits for China, for the new money that they're going to be handling in the world. So these loan systems are going to be changed on what they're called the fund pools. So the idea of intellectual property in research investments are going to be changed. They're going to be called patient capital models. So in other words, where you have a intellectual property commercialization, like an IP, which is really an IPC fund, they're being launched in all over the world in various countries and being controlled by the people who control the money. So it's not the banks that control the money. It's the people who are working within that exchange of how to manipulate the P2P lending platform. And of course, the banks are retrenching so that they have money just to cover themselves, someone to provide new credit to fill the void of the money from the U.S. private equity firms that are going to be funding other countries. And of course, the United States is out of that loop on purpose because they can't cover the money. So when for instance, when Donald Trump, the president, summoned in a Tuesday town hall this past week, and had the press made fun of the president, because he has somebody holding up a long spreadsheet of how many regulation agencies are involved in the process of building a simple highway. And the chart was over about 7 feet, I believe, but the little fellow was holding it up. But it could take 10 to 20 years, and of the government agencies to vote, and it takes and then according to the and then after that period of time, after everybody takes their money, and the unions pocket it, they're corruptors. They're called the corruptors, and they're the ones that take the infrastructure package and move it around in their pocket, and that's the truth of it. So the it's quite impressive. It was done by a staff member who took it upon themselves to actually expose for the first time, and that was one of the first times in not by the Federal Register method, but by the first time in the history of the United States of America that a staff member had the guts to make the chart. Then they made another one. That other chart the public didn't see much of, but that was about the water. And that chart was 10 feet long. It's color-coded with all of the agencies that control the water. Out of that 10 feet spreadsheet, you'd have a situation where about, I believe about 15 countries actually control the regulations in the United States and on the monies. How much money are we talking about? Our debt is over $19 trillion. The concept I've already read to you at the beginning of the show, what our debt will be, and concerning it, it'll come close to that, it'll be 150% over the gross national product. So that means for our debt, and when the economy fails in this country, which is very imminent, it's only about 2 to 3 months away on the best guess, but the Federal Reserve has already dictated when that's going to be, and they told you last week. But the thing comes down to the fact, see, people are too busy on spring break seeing what kind of pictures you're going to have with Miss Fine having a booty call. That's the news. And, of course, you know, other kinds of news with movie stars, Jay Leno, who, you know, she's going with right now, and the whole thing. See, how much are we talking about? Trump is the president saying he's going to get $1 trillion in infrastructure spending over the next 10 years. That won't be U.S. money, boys and girls. That will be the cartel's money. In terms of the transfer of the funds that will go into the special projects that have to do by the Sustainable Accounting Standards Board. In other words, in order to get that money coming into the other way, you have to be able to raise capital under the United Nations. Are we together to understand where we're going here? Now, what I've just done is an expose of exposés, and I'm going to do it early because something I have an instinct that something's off. Something's off this morning on transmitting this information. So I'll get to you before it happens. The United Nations goals that are being achieved right now in terms of, and this comes from the Brown Book, which the public doesn't see. This is within the government. So by 2030, the United Nations wants to ensure that all girls and boys complete free, equitable, quality primary, secondary education controlled by the government. That goal is being achieved. By 2030, ensure that all girls and boys have access to quality, early childhood development, care, and pre-preliminary education without parents. Goal number three, by 2030, ensure equal access for all women and men to affordable, quality, technical, vocational, and tertiary education. This is on the free university system for women. I don't know how you females are going to work that one out, but the men are getting pissed. Just saying. By 2030, substantially increase the number of youths and adults who have relevant skills for the global sustainable world, for employment and entrepreneurship controlled by the United Nations. These goals are being implemented in full force and right now. By 2030, ensure that all learners acquire knowledge and skills needed to promote sustainable development, including, among others, education for sustainable development and sustainable lifestyles, with determined gender human rights, promotion of culture, peace, and nonviolence, a global citizenship, of which there won't be any American citizenship or any other, because it'll be a global citizenship. And that was just signed 4 weeks ago. I told you about it. And appreciation of the cultural diversity of the culture's contributions to sustainable development. That's the control of the globe by the accounting systems in the boardroom of companies. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And welcome aboard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And new banks are going to be called shadow banks. And these are financial institutions that will take over a lot of the lending market. And this is globally. The United States has already started that, and they snuck that away. It's really a crime what Uncle Sam's doing in every sense of the word. crime against your intelligence in one way. Secretary Lin Chao is on the she's the Transportation Secretary, making a statement that the problem is not money if the delays cases by the government permitting processes hold up the project for years, decades, making them risky investment. She she had that statement in a speech to the American Association of Port Authorities. But her other position was that to streamline the regulations have to be under the United Nations, what's called future investment timeline. Now, she got out of the room without anybody being able to interview her. There was a question about the department's inspector general that found that the majority of 42 actions required under the 2012 law in the United States had been completed of the United Nations money for the infrastructure and the water, but has been delayed so the actions could be revised to take into account conflict or additional requirements of the 2015 law, unquote. This is from Chao. This is from the Transportation Secretary. And the Treasury Department has identified 40 significant transportation and water projects that are in jeopardy, but most of them are owned by foreign governments. So they found that the lack of public funding, quote, is far the common factor in the thing. Now, if it's a lack of public funding, why is it that the state of California, with their bogus shell game of wanting $5 billion from the government to take care of the water, they haven't taken care of the dams. They've had water bonds in the state of California for years. Where in the hell did that money go, you know? Look at the fine restaurants and you'll meet the people. You'll meet the people who had that money. So where we are is that Chao, on the other hand, she signed that 2015 report by the Common Good. It's called the Common Good, a nonpartisan group, which is really a front organization. It resulted in $427 billion in additional project costs for water alone and traffic congestion. And so President Trump knows this. So what he's going to try to do with his own appointment is to end run on the private investors. Because there's ample capital available from foreign governments. So the Transportation Secretary notified reporters that she wouldn't be available for questions. And when left the speech, the association staff physically blocked reporters from meeting, citing requests from Chao that people remain in the room until she was out of the area, and security protocol reserved for heads of state. That is your America right now. We'll see you on the second live hour of Parker Pathways, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome aboard to our introductory 1 hour to a 3 hour live program of Parker Pathways on RVM.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because